If you have a Bible and could open to Romans chapter 2, turn there with me this morning as we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. Each week we do that together as believers in Jesus Christ, as a church. We take a little piece of cracker, we remember Jesus' body, we take a little bit of juice, and we remember his blood shed for us at the cross of his Son. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. We are predisposed as sinners to think wrongly in two different directions. First, we think wrongly at the horizontal level between one another. We falsely secure ourselves by thinking that we are not as bad as others. Verse 1. Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment on another. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. But do you suppose this, O man? Is this the way you think? That when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Do we think this way? And because we do think that way, and we so easily buy into that wrong thinking, and we so much as sinners heavily invest ourselves in that wrong kind of thinking horizontally, we really see no need, therefore, for God, because we've changed the whole standard, we've measured ourselves by one another, and we are okay. So why do we need God? We think wrongly about him as well. Verse 4, or do you think lightly, or do you scorn, do you despise the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? We think wrongly towards one another, and we are predisposed to think wrongly towards God. And the Lord's table for the believer in Jesus Christ is an opportunity to renew our minds yet once again and clear out all of the wrong thinking that can seep into our minds, both horizontally and vertically. We must simply abandon the practice of measuring ourselves against one another, especially at the Lord's table. Listen, this morning, do not comfort yourself to eat and drink because you think you're better than somebody else in the row. And also, do not condemn yourself and keep yourself from eating because you know you're not as good as somebody else in your row. Rather, come back to right thinking about God as you prepare to eat and drink, believer. Well, what is right to think about God? Verse 4. He's a God of kindnesses. He is rich in love, slow to anger. His name is great and his heart is kind. That's what we just sang. God is kind. That means he is always in the disposition to bring about what is good to the sinner. And he is tolerant, verse 4, but not as our mixed up culture views tolerance. Nothing like that at all. He is tolerant in that he holds up his wrath. He holds it back from crashing down upon us like it is a swelling wave of water about to crash upon the sinner. He holds it up. He tolerates it. And he is patient. That means he is continually provoked by the sinner, and although he is continually provoked, yet he is willing to suffer that injustice a bit longer. And think rightly about what the kind of God, that kind of God intends to be and do. What does he intend to be and do in his kindness? He intends his kindness to lead you to repentance. All of his kindness is there to bring about a radical change of mind in the sinner that translates into a radical change of thinking, change of desiring, a change of doing in the life of the one who will repent. And where is God's kindness is most clearly seen? Where are they most clearly seen? At the cross of Jesus, where he willingly, as an innocent man, substituted himself to suffer in the place of all who will repent towards him. God is kind to us because he brought good to all who believe when he crushed his son. And where is his tolerance most clearly seen? Is it not at the cross of his son Jesus? He is tolerant of us because he didn't hold up the wave of his wrath against his son at the cross, but he let it come crashing down upon him. And where is God's patience most clearly seen? It is seen at the cross of his son. He is patient toward us because our sin upon his innocent son provoked him to pour out his wrath on his son instead of us. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ. For all who will repent towards Christ. So think rightly about God as you prepare to eat and drink. And do not draw any false comfort from measuring yourself against somebody else. And do not condemn yourself because you know you're not as good as somebody else. Run to your God of kindness and tolerance and patience. Prepare your heart and eat and drink. But if this morning you do not think rightly about God, but you only think lightly about him in his kindness, then that indicates that you have not yet repented. So do not eat and drink, because you would only be storing up more wrath for yourself in doing so. But don't stay in your unrepentance this morning. Please turn from your sin, even today. Talk to anybody you came with, anybody that you know, anybody up front that you see. We would love to talk more about God's kindness towards sinners in Jesus Christ and what it means to repent and believe. Believer in Jesus Christ, when you are prepared, prepared your heart well, take and eat and drink on your own, and I'll close our time in prayer. Men, will you please come forward and serve us?